The Department of Basic Education has what it calls plans for sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, and sex characteristics. It is a policy basket designed to effectively try and take gender out of our basic education system on a whole raft of issues. The obvious one people talk about a lot is single-sex bathrooms, but there's also issues of uniforms, hair policy, curricula, pronouns, all kinds of issues. It's a very important issue. It's one that the Freedom Front Plus has spoken up on, and Dr. Vanat Boshoff joins me now from the Northern Cape. He is the spokesperson for the Party on Basic Education. Dr. Boshoff, very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. It's a nice another year with me too.
I'm sure it is. I presume you're somewhere up Kimberley Way, and I suspect it's pretty warm. All right. What exactly, before we get into anything you feel about it, what exactly is the Basic Education Department trying to do here in your understanding?
Well, as I understand it, it is an issue which is, you know, being talked about. So it is a department's prerogative, or actually it's a responsibility, to give some leadership to schools in this regard. But what is a problem is that it has been done in a very one-sided way. The funding for the investigations, preliminary investigations, comes from abroad. And as a matter of fact, very few people even knew that this was going on. So there's a panel of some 32 institutions, of which the department itself is one. So let's say another 31 institutions, with a very specific focus on the whole issue. And they are involved in the draft of these guidelines, as it is named. And on the question on whether institutions, organizations, whatever you want to call it, were more devoted to kind of family values or so, were also invited, they said, well, they were invited, but because of extreme differences of opinion, they are engaged with separately. But that has not yet happened. So it's a one-sided process. Shouted in a little bit of, I wouldn't say secrecy, but it was very difficult to get the information. So maybe secrecy is the word. And that's basically what the problem is about.
And where are we up to? Is there legislation in the pipeline? Is there a white paper? What's going on?
And no, guidelines is something that is, let's say, more of a suggestion. Let's say you have legislation, then you have policy, and then you have guidelines. So guidelines is things, or guidelines as a phenomenon is a thing that schools should actually very seriously consider. But they were, in principle, they would not be penalized for not following it. But that is what the department expects. So that is what this is called. It also makes it easier to put it through the processes, because you need less involvement with the public when it is a guideline than when it is policy. And basically that's part of the problem, because it means that, if the department suggests stuff to school, schools are really, feel that they should do it. And it is done with less involvement. So it seems like a good idea, but in another sense, it means that there's less consideration by fewer groups and people involved in the process.
Aside from the process, what outcomes are you concerned about? What are you worried about here?
I think one of the problems is, the whole sports issue has been ventilated very much around Caster Semenya, and it's a difficult issue. I mean, yeah, it's not just about people like Caster, who I don't want to go into that whole issue. I mean, it's been discussed thoroughly in public, but also a learner who is physically fully a male, but prefers to participate in sport as a female because he or she self-identifies as a female. Now, how do you deal with that and keep that fair? And then also, I do not want to focus primarily or exclusively on bathrooms, because that is what has been done to the detriment of the whole discussion. But the bathrooms is, of course, a problem, because I could you know, remind listeners to what it is like in high school. Hormones are rife, and to tell learners who have, let's say, delinquent sexual behavior, that they should really not make, you know, bad use of these single-sex bathrooms. That's not actually going to work, because...
Do we know that will be a proposal? Is that on the table, or is it just a discussion item at the moment?
No. Well, it's on the table. What the department responded to the public outcry is that, no, this is just a discussion document in a very early stage. So they are still waiting for internal responses until the end of this year, and then they want to process that, and they plan to publish the draft document for public participation by the end of June or during June next year. So, you know, it's a question whether one says it's on the table or not, but this single-sex bathrooms is definitely part of the discussion document, with all the all the plans about increased adult supervision in and around bathrooms and so on.
What at core do you object to? Are you happy with the goal of getting rid of gender distinctions? The broad goal, is it just some nuance that you want to get rid of, or some particular policy issues, or do you not like the whole approach?
I think this is a very difficult thing. I could say personally, it doesn't appeal to me. This may be not something that which has been discussed within party structures, that I can speak on behalf of the party. But I understand also that the whole question of gender isn't as simple as we used to think about it, let's say 30 or 40 years ago. So there's definitely stuff to attend to. But then it's really necessary to involve the community. I went to look for some information, and it seems to me only America, the USA, has done extensive research on the numbers we are working with. So it's something, anything between 1% and 3% or 4% of the learner population. So I think schools, school communities, school governing bodies should be included from the very beginning. They shouldn't be coming in at the end of the story. And also churches, other groups who have interest in education should be involved throughout the process, and not as a kind of a postscript at the end. So here we have devised the whole story with the aid of UNESCO and these 31 institutions, and what do you say about it? I think if the department has started with something like saying, okay, it's a reality, we have this community of learners also in our schools in South Africa, they are being bullied at schools, and that's not that's not on, we don't want that to happen, and what are we going to do about it, and get a much more open-ended question posed to the whole community, everybody involved in education. Then one could work from that on. But the presupposition of this whole process is that the only way in which to give reality to the constitutional mandate of quality education for all is this suggestion.
Dr. Wynand Boshoff, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much indeed. On the line from the Northern Cape, spokesperson for Basic Education and a member of Parliament for Freedom Front Plus. Important issues. He's concerned about the process, about the consultation, about school governing bodies. Yeah, this does need to come from the ground up, far more than the top down. There needs to be a meeting somewhere. It is governing bodies and principals and teachers and parents who are going to have to implement or act or react on this stuff. It's important. It needs to be addressed. It demands sensitivity. It demands an open mind. And it does demand a degree of nuance that the Department of Basic Education in the past has not really demonstrated.